The intent of the meeting was to discuss the overall process to bring the F-35 to the Burlington Airport and its impact on the community from the Guard's perspective. Vermont National Guard Assistant Adjutant General for Air, Brigadier General Dick Harris, began with a general view of the core mission of the Guard and its nearly 4,000 Army and Air Guard staff. The briefing quickly moved to the U.S. Air Force proposed beddown of 18 to 24 state-of-the-art F-35 fighter jets at the Burlington International Airport, the host flight line for the Guard. Noise has become one of the most controversial issues surrounding the potential sighting of the fighter jet. Air Guard Fighter Squadron Commander Lieutenant Colonel Dan Finnegan provided a presentation on noise metrics, using numerous charts to compare the F-35's day-night average sound levels, or DNL, with previous jets that the Guard has flown.
So it's very much a perception of sound. It is manageable. It's manageable by how we fly the aircraft.
The DNL is an average noise level measured over 24 hours, accounting for all sounds generated. Measured at all airports, the 65 decibel DNL is considered the level at which 12.5% of the population becomes highly annoyed. Guard officials said noise mitigation procedures implemented with the current F-16s will work for the F-35. They expect the aircraft without afterburners to be quieter because it is a stealth aircraft. Opponents have raised questions within the past week about the health impact of F-35 noise. The Environmental Impact Study says no studies prove that noise under 75 decibels have effects. Colonel Harris says in the wake of the concerns, he read the World Health Organization report cited by opponents and followed up by talking to acoustic researchers.
I called the CDC and spoke with a physicist down there. Over 20 years experience, and his words were no conclusive view of health effects are really out there. The second person I called was a researcher on human effects of noise. He said it's about equal in the studies. And so I asked him about our option. I mean, our vent, it's 3 to 5 seconds of that peak noise, and it's a few in the morning and a few in the afternoon. And he didn't feel that that was a significant chronic event.
On Monday night, South Burlington officials voted to support the F-35. Wednesday, the City Council in neighboring Winooski decided to oppose basing the F-35 at the airport. General Dick Harris says he doesn't know whether the votes will impact the eventual decision. But without the F-35, there would be no mission and uncertainty over the size of the Guard base.
We've been flying fighters for over 60 years. You know, the F-35 is going to be around for years. So for us as an organization, it's a great fit.
The target date for publication of the final environmental impact statement is October. There is a minimum 30-day waiting period following that before the Air Force can issue its final decision for sighting the aircraft. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.